September 4th, 2012. Dishonored is a month from release. Telltale's The Walking Dead had just come out a few months ago, and Bane was just starting to be a big guy. Homestuck's sixth act started about 10 months earlier, on 11-11-11, and was chugging along at a slow and unsteady pace. There had been a whole bunch of long breaks and updates due to mysterious background stuff. No one knew what was up. Usual update was like 7 a day for like, I don't know, 3 years. It was pretty crazy. A lot of people just assumed he was taking some time for himself. What actually happened was behind the scenes, work had begun for a Homestuck video game Kickstarter. Now you might be asking, what the fuck is Homestuck? Well, I won't be answering that. But Alex, let me tell you about Hiveswap's complete failure as a Kickstarter. So let me give you a quick rundown. Let me give you the Bogged and Off special. Homestuck is a multimedia webcomic. That means it's told through, like, text, still frames, animated GIFs, like peanut butter, short games, movies, a whole bunch, like, all sorts of wacky meta bullshit. It would, like, change the website layout, use different fonts and external sources, like YouTube and, like, tiny URL and all that bullshit. The most popular sections were always, like, interactive games and movies, because they looked cool and had music, and you could link them on YouTube to your friends. You could squee like a bunch of fucking teenage girls.
Because that's the only people who actually read Homestuck were young lesbian cat owners, right?
Exactly. There was a consensus, and that was the leading demographic. So the comic was in the middle of three very large, like, two-hour-long gameplay time, like, faux RPG things, where you ran around, you talked to a whole bunch of characters, and there were 12 brand new alien teens that were literally, like, making Tumblr jokes and shit. But let's not get into the ancestors. It was like a bunch of fandom pandering shit.
Were we talking about the first wave of them or the second wave? Because the second wave was the pandering one.
Yeah. This is in 2011.
Oh, okay. They were hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, like, they were pretty good because they were just like, hey, here's some short jokes. Like, hey, here's, you know, a social justice warrior that literally no one will listen to and has, like, the third most text in the comic, despite only appearing three times. But it was just a bunch of garbage. And it was just like, hey, guys, get all excited about this thing. It was just a fun little thing. And then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, whip it out of the table, Homestuck Adventure Game Kickstarter.
It was so long
There's
ago.
There's, like, it drops out of nowhere. There's zero indication this was going to be a thing. And people go ape shit. Their funding goal was $700,000, and they hit it within 22 hours of launching the Kickstarter.
Now, as a reminder to some people who might not know as much about Homestuck, when Homestuck was in its, like, peak of popularity, when it would do, like, a big update, like a flash game update, it would crash, like, three sites at once.
There was on, I believe it was 2010, Cascade was, like, a big, well, you know, here's this huge fuck you flash, and he's like, all right, I can't host this on my website. So he had Newgrounds and Mega Upload host it, and he crashed his website immediately. He crashed Mega Upload, and he crashed Newgrounds.com.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked
so Homestuck,
them all up.
Well, everyone kind of knows Homestuck's really big and cancerous, but it was big.
At its height, there were 12.5 million unique page hits every single day.
And that's a shitload for a fucking little MS Paint-styled, like, webcomic.
That's more than, like, the majority of African countries. But, so this thing comes out, everyone's like, holy fuck. And, like, literally all it is there's no actual plot or premise. It's just like, hey, guys, Homestuck Adventure Game. And
they were selling an idea.
Yeah, like, and that was, I'll tell you right now, I'm like, fucking, here's $15. Thank you very much. I will take this game.
I did it too.
Yeah, you're actually a backer. I'm technically not, because I used my mom's email, because this was 6 years ago.
Yeah, for regardless of how long ago this was, we were, like, what, just getting out of high school? Or were we still in high school at this point? Because I know I was out.
We would have just gotten out of high school.
I didn't live in my current state, Tad. I didn't live in Idaho anymore. That's how long ago this fucking was.
So, they hit their funding immediately. And, like, okay, well, all right, how about this? We have stretch goals, so for each one we hit, we'll add more merch and open up new reward tiers. Because a lot of the time that was, like, you know, all of those breaks were because they were making all sorts of fancy merchandise. They were making shirts, they were making pins, they were making buttons, they were making plush toys, they were making posters, they were signing shit, they were doing all that stuff, and it took all this time. And so you know, now they're like, hey, you guys give us more money and we'll open up more merch stuff. And this is an important quote under the rewards section. These items are in very limited supply. Note the finite number available for that tier. There are a couple more hidden bundles to be revealed later, but once they're gone, that's it. That's all we have. They resold every single one of these items later on. There's not a, the only thing that was exclusive was a Game Bro t-shirt. So, okay. So, September 12th. So, like, you know, a week after it comes out, they had the ability to beta test the next part of this big three-part walk-around adventure to everyone who pledged $50 or more.
$50.
So, you know, they get people who are below it, like, oh, you know, I'll go, you know, it's $15 for the game, $25 for the game and, like, a poster, or the game and a soundtrack, and, like, $35 for the game, the soundtrack, and the poster. So, you know, they get a lot of people to bump up to $50.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, guys, bump up to $50, it'll move the stretch goal, and now you'll be able to beta test the new walk-around adventure. Which didn't really matter, because it was just like, hey, here's an EXE file,
and yeah, just seriously.
Give it to anyone. Which, like, there were, I'm certain that some people on Homestuck General got fucking, like, lostboy.exe'd from people linking these fucking things. Because it's like, hey, guys, here's an EXE that's just called, like, Walk Around 2. Come on, guys, it's legit.
Walk Around _2_legit.exe.
You can trust me. I'm a dolphin. .exe. So, 5 days later, September 17th, the Seer pack is revealed. So for $155, you get a Homestuck-themed tarot card deck, a tote bag, t-shirt, pins, stickers, blah, 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 blah.
So you can learn the biggest tool ever.
And it was like, whoa, this is a full tarot deck. It's got, you know, the cups, wands, swords, pentacles, all, you know, like the tarot cards, like the 13 whatevers.
Yeah, I know them.
And every card had custom art from guest artists and shit. However, they drew all the kids as Caucasian, which is terrible. There was some person who pointed out that, like, all the guest art that they saw had the kids depicted as white, because in the comic, it's mentioned several times that the kids are white, because, like, shit, like, there's a lot of jokes that were written within, like, Andrew Hussey's mind that the kids are white so that this is funny. Like, Bro is Dave's guardian, and he's like, hey, he's a white rapper who plays with, like, puppets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool at all.
That's not so cool at all.
If he was black and he was a rapper, then it's like, well, this isn't a funny joke
anymore. This is one of those things those black people do. This is acceptable to me.
Yeah, exactly.
But a white man rapping, well, that's just preposterous.
Exactly. And so then people were like, oh, well, a lot of the artists were like, I don't want to be considered racist. So they took away their art and they put up new, like, and for the most part, objectively terrible art. It was a direct downgrade. Like, there were a few that looked better. Like, there was one with Roxy, where now she was black. And it's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Except the art for the majority of them was, like, really fucking bad.
It's not about race. It's about actual artistic quality. And this just looks like shit.
Yeah, like,
this looks like shit for the price you gotta pay for it.
This was what, like, it looked about as ugly as Steven Universe, and this was, like, 2 years before Steven Universe came. Steven Universe's art style is objectively disgusting, and you know it. It is fucking atrocious.
Rude!
Now, I would actually show you the cards, Alex, but on the Kickstarter, if you go to look at the images, it links to the website, and it's 404, so you actually can't see them anymore.
Oh, well, that fucking sucks.
But, like, this was the start of a whole dumb thing in the comic where it's, like, headcanon races and shit like that. And this shit went on for years.
Years.
It was one of the many stupid, stupid things that people blew up about the comic. It was so dumb. Anyway, near the end of the month, September 28th, 2012, Making of Art Book is going to be in development, guys, because you hit, like, 1.5 million or something. That has been dropped and literally never mentioned ever again.
Well, it's like in Money Number 9, people still haven't gotten their physical rewards. It's been years.
Same update. They're like, hey guys, I guess they just didn't want to use Kickstarter. Because this, remember, the only game, like the only thing that had been Kickstarter before this was like Broken Age. This Kickstarter was still pretty new in 2012.
This is how long ago this was. We want everyone to understand this.
It's half a decade. Like, That's a long time.
Do you know how many people have died in these past, like, what, 5 years in general?
Speaking of...
holy shit, they're never going to see this game.
For my Homestuck Secret Santa, someone made a book of Homestuck General posts, and near the back of the book is this dude had cancer, and he had a diagnosis that he was going to die within, like, a few months. And so, like, he posted his last words in Homestuck General. It was just walks into heaven. It was really funny.
Why?
Because he was like, hey, guys, I've been on, you know, like, chemotherapy for a really long time or whatever. And he's like, you know what? Ain't going to make it to see the end of the comic. Damn shame. But you guys are great. Catch you on the other side, HSG. And then he never posted again.
Because he's fucking dead.
And then it was like the first response was, well, walks into heaven. With the fucking Aaron typing quirk. Let me clear this up. One of the best memes ever made is walks into thread. But titled with Aaron's like thing. Because there was a thing like when Homestuck was in its like prime, Homestuck General was on 4chan and it created the general thread like guidelines because it was so bad that they had to contain it and ban it. Because if you had more than one thread, these fucking Homestuck shitters would be everywhere.
Well, to be fair though, I think MLP actually created that kind of rule because MLP got its own fucking board. It was so bad.
God, that's right. My Little Pony started around this time. This is that long ago.
Yeah, you gotta remember, Homestuck is cancerous, but MLP was MLP for how long?
Anyway, so, in the same update with the Making of Art book, they're like, hey guys, we're gonna have a backer blog, you know, and we're gonna have every 2 weeks there's gonna be, bam, here's an update on the thing, here's an update on the thing on the MSPA forums. The blog was updated twice and then abandoned, and now it's gone forever because they deleted the forums.
Goody!
So, the year rounds out. I believe there was a pause after the three Homestuck, like, after all three of the big games came out, there was a big pause. He's like, hey guys, I'm gonna go write some stuff up for the game. Because the plan was he was going to write up everything, pass it over to an unnamed game studio, and then they were going to, boom, they were going to do it, and there we go. I do that, hand it off to them, I go back and finish the comic. By the time the comic's done, game will be out in 2014. So, you know, there's, like, a pause for a few months, and then he comes back, there's, like, a small update on April, because April 13th is, like, it's, like, the anniversary, so there's always something big. So April 13th, 2013... he comes in, he's like, hey guys, there's going to be a big, big hiatus. You know, it's going to take a few months, and I'm going to write the script. Or okay, so now he was writing the script, and then he was going to make some normal updates, and then he was going to take some time to, like, do the final animation. This was in 2013 when he said he was going to take a few months to finish the comic.
A few months to finish the comic.
So December 31st, very end of the year in 2013, is the first update on the actual game. So... the developer name is kept a secret, and he's like, okay, so what the game actually is that it's not related to Homestuck directly, you know, it's its own thing, you don't have to read the comic.
Which is,
he's like, hey,
kind of
look at this character. He's like, hey, all right, this is the main character, Joey, and then here's a troll, and then some weird black and green blobs. Look at that. Man, ain't that weird.
See.
Also, the game's called Hive Swap.
My problem with that was that it was... marketed as the Homestuck adventure game, and, like, the promo art was, like, all of the cast and characters from the comic, you know, at the time, right?
Yep.
And then, after it gets funded, it's like, okay, fuck you, new shit now. It's like, oh, well, fuck you, too.
The first of many fuck yous. Okay.
And this is the problem with, if I can interject one more time, with Kickstarters, especially a lot of these older ones, is, marketing an idea as opposed to marketing a product.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something like,
so 2014, this is an important year. So he's like, okay guys, it's 2014. The developer are these people called the Odd Gentlemen. And now here's a quote from Andrew Hussey on the Odd Gentlemen. The Odd Gentlemen had the right combination of availability in their schedule and the fact that I really liked the people there and felt like they could deliver a good product. I am still confident that this will be the case. So, I'm going to skip... so, I'm just going over what the official Kickstarter says for right now. So late that year, there's absolutely nothing in between these updates. Like, when I say, okay, April 13th, Now, December, there's absolutely nothing given about any scrap of dialogue until these Kickstarter updates.
And by the way, they don't say a single thing. Yourself too, because you, know, you can just view, if you're a backer, you can just go view all the updates too. The shit, there's nothing there. They're awful.
And if you're not a backer, you can see the individual pages and you can see the comments, which are entirely fuck you.
You saw the comments I posted in there for you.
Anyway, so late in 2014, because he announced that like February 2014, April 2014, late in October. So this is 2 years after the Kickstarter has started and, like, finished. There's an update on the game, and he shows off concept art. This concept art will be reused several times and then made into the final background art without any changes. So, and then he announces, we're going to separate from the Odd Gentleman and do our own in-house group to create this game in 3D. And, you know, and now the game is coming out in episodes called Acts. Also, there's going to be a sequel game named Haunt Switch.
Wait, there was supposed to be a sequel game? I don't remember this.
Yup. Because it was hidden in a Kickstarter update that you can't see.
The fuck?
So, like, so here's what he says. He's like, okay, we're going to release the game in Acts now. Because, you know, they're going to take the Telltale route.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to, after this game's done, we're going to take all the massive profits we're definitely going to get from this game. And then we're going to make a second game where you play as her brother. And, like, the troll dude or whatever. And it's going to be a story that, you know, it's a story split into two games, which is a terrible idea. We'll get into how we will, how this is going to play out, how I imagine it will. February 2015. So late October, that comes out. There's some screenshots. They're making the game in 3D. February 2014 or 15. Website's put up with some screenshots and some character models are shown off. And then he says, you know, quote, production is going well and amazingly fast.
Amazingly fast.
April 2015, there's some 3D models shown. And this was a big, this was, you know, 2 years ago, this was a big update. They showed off some 3D models, some music. They had, like, rotating 3D things. And they showed the first trailer for the game. It is the actual worst trailer I have ever seen for a video game in my life. It runs at a steady, silky, smooth 12 frames per second. And I don't think I can do justice just by describing it. I will link this in the description for you to watch because they removed it from the channel, but GameSpot still has the trailer.
GameSpot still has the trailer.
It is fucking abysmal. So, July 2015. He posts on there. Production is moving. They're moving to New York City and they're going to open up a bigger office for people to be in. So he's going to, like, everyone who was working on the game is now moving out to New York City on, like, an office in Wall Street, which, like, that seems like a big jump, but I'm sure Andrew Hussey knows what he's doing.
I'm sure he knows what he's doing. He says, oh yeah.
All right. And another quote. We'll still have a lot of cool things to show you between now and the launch, like concept art, screenshots, and behind-the-scenes insight into the development process. None of this was shown except for, like, one more piece of concept art.
Really, and I have nothing really to add to this. The jokes are in the fucking updates themselves, really, because you already know what happened with a lot of these
Oh, you fucking know it, fam. Okay, so that was July, and that was literally just, hey guys, we're going to move to an office. Also, you'll get stuff eventually. December 25th, 2015. So,
repeat that. Like, how long was that month to jump?
July to December. That's not even the biggest jump.
I know.
We're just
getting
started.
This is where it begins.
Okay, so December 25th, 2015. They've announced that the game is now moving to 2D after they realized, wow, it's pretty hard to make shit in 3D, huh?
So it went from 2D to 3D to back to 2D again. All of the time,
well, the game was
going to
be 3D originally, because the Odd Gentleman was they make games in 3D, and they, so they gave them everything. Hey guys, you can do this shit, do whatever, I don't care. I'll be back in 2 years to get my game. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll make it in 3D. Okay, that's really hard. Let's make it in 2D.
Okay, that's really hard.
So, now they're restructuring the team, which means they're downsizing. And for this, I have backup proof from a disgruntled artist who got fired.
Huh.
Her name is Jitin Shaw. And, like, they moved to New York City, and then Andrew Hussey, without warning, is like, all right, you're fired. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. I moved you out here to New York City away from your friends and family, but, yeah, fuck off. So they downsize, and they decide, okay, we're disbanding the office. We're going to go back to everyone's just going to be across the United States. Oh, we'll just use fucking Google Hangouts.
Mm. So,
quote, another quote. Oh, and he also links Undertale in the update, because Undertale came out.
This is how long this was, by the way. Remember, Undertale was kickstarted and finished before this shit was even remotely getting close to being done.
Oh, I'll get around to talking about Undertale. So, December 25th, 2015, he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to take another hiatus of, like, a few months. And that ended up being, like, a really, really long time. End quote. It's looking very promising, and I'm probably as excited about the project as I have ever been. Thank you, as always, to our backers for their ongoing patience and understanding. Happy holidays. December 30th, 2016.
That's an entire year between the Kickstarter updates.
The game hits Steam greenlight, which it shouldn't have if they were an actual fucking developer, because Steam would allow them to put it right on there. And they create another trailer. Now, this trailer is, like, miles better than the previous trailer, but it still looks really bad.
Because, I mean,
the animation is, like, 6 frames a second. It's got, like, the keyframes of, like, here's the character standing. Here's the character holding back her, like, weapon, striking, and then slowly moving back. And that's, like, a 6-frame process. There's no in-between frames. It's very choppy, and the backgrounds are reused concept art from, like, 3 years ago.
And don't forget to fucking, put that, like, in the trailer as well, too. Or the description as well, too.
Yeah, that's, you can see this trailer on Steam. So there's, like, a small amount of new content where it's like, hey, they showed... So for the first time since, you know... God. Since they first showed off the 3D models in, like, 2014, there's new content shown, which is about 4 seconds of, like, the alien planet, Alternia. Because besides this, the only other area you'd seen was the inside of the house with reused concept art.
With reused concept art.
And, of course, the most important thing about this is they now have a We Love Fine partnership for Hiveswap. And, like, they already had one for Homestuck, but they made one for Hiveswap. And it was literally just, hey, guys, come check out this merch and spend money.
Hey, give us more money, because we're, you know, really good at giving you guys, you know, what you want, right?
Because, like, this entire time, people are like, hey, check out this new merch for this game we have literally not given you any information about. Don't you want to buy this shirt for a character you have no idea talks or their personality or anything like that? Because we have actively ignored any questions or concerns you've had about the comic or the game and have updated only when we have shit for you to buy. December 28th. Game comes out in January. February 7th. The game is delayed. The game is delayed again to beta test, which, not through the promised all backers can beta test pledge reward that they unlocked. No. We'll be doing our own in-house beta testing. There is absolutely no transparency during this whole fucking thing. They did not let anyone in on any kind of background information. The only reason I know what actually happened is from the journals, Tumblrs, and Twitter accounts of people who got fucked because of this game. So they treated every single backer for this game like a fucking cash cow. Any questions, they never... They did answer one question. They gave a new email for people to send if they've changed addresses because the Kickstarter was fucking 5 years ago. And from the comments on the Kickstarter, that email hasn't responded to them. So good work. Good work, what pumpkin. So, okay. Now, let's back up a little bit. I'm going to tell you what actually went down here.
My favorite part.
Here's the juicy bits. So 2014, they decide that they're going to move it in-house, right? Mm-hmm, so people are wondering, why are you doing this? What happened? They obviously don't say a single fucking word. And for this one, I will give them an excuse because they were legally not allowed to talk about it. So, there's a person, a girl who goes by the name IPGD. She was a fellow HSG shitposter, and she became a friend of Andrew Hussey after she sent him... everyone started, like, a GoFundMe to buy him a bunch of dragon dildos.
Nice.
And so she hand-delivered it to him, and they became friends. So, this is what she says happens. The Odd Gentleman stole the money that they gave them. They gave the Odd Gentleman $788,000 because, I think in the end there was $2.4 million, but the vast majority of that went to creating the merchandise and shipping it out.
Because that shit does cost a shitload.
Yeah, like, it was a bad idea to have all of your merch tier, like, all of your reward tiers give people several different items. That was kind of a bad idea.
One of the things you should know, actually, to add to this, is that the Money Number 9 Kickstarter, the $4.4 million that everyone memes about, only 60% of that went into the game itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, merch and localizing is a bad idea. Like, unless you already have way, way more than you need. But so they give them $788,000, and they're like, okay, here, this is the schedule. We want you guys to update us every few months on how the game is going. So over 8 months of development, the Odd Gentleman produced one single playable build. And playable build has about 14 quotation marks around it. It was a single room, one character, no animation, and nothing else. If you clicked on anything, the main character, Joey, would flip over and like jump around inside a bookcase. And that was it. That was what they had 8 months of development time for. This was submitted to What Pumpkin in February 2014. There was no other improvements or versions submitted past that. And here's the fucked up thing. So the Odd Gentleman, like, in an interview with Polygon about the King's Quest game, says, yeah, so we were approached and we were currently working another project, and we dropped that one in favor of working on this game. So they flat out admit, yeah, we just took the money and dropped the Homestuck game to work on King's Quest.
Which is why, in a previous podcast episode, we talked about how King's Quest fucked everything over. Thanks, King's Quest.
King's Quest is the reason that Homestuck is dead. Because every time that this shit went down, he had to stop the comic and deal with all this. So, I'll link that video. It's just about 1 minute in where you can hear them say that they had another project and all that shit. He's very excitable when he says it, too, so...
How else he said he knew a lot of the people there and liked them and shit. Bet that changed. Yep.
So months of questioning go by, and he's like, okay. He moves across the country to live near their offices. He fucking walks up there, and they ban him from entering the office, and they're like, they don't allow him inside the building. So at this point, they have about $400,000 left of the money, and they agree to a settlement, and What Pumpkin, which is the game studio that, encompasses Homestuck and all this shit now. It's like, okay, here, you guys sign an NDA. You can't talk about any of this, and we'll give you back all the money. We'll give you back the $400,000. So the Odd Gentleman gives them back $190,000 because they know that they can't afford to hire a lawyer to do anything about it. Because, all right, here's the money. Because, here's half the money. What are you going to do? You going to hire a lawyer to force us to get the rest back? No, you can't. Now fuck off. They essentially told Andrew Hussey and What Pumpkin to suck their dick.
Suck me, dude.
So now it's 2014, the year the game is promised to be released, and there's actually zero progress made on the game.
All they did was burn money.
All they did was burn. They have $190,000 left of all the money that people had given them.
Oh, God.
So they're like, okay. And they couldn't tell anyone about this because of the NDA. So this had to be leaked, quote unquote, out. So we're going to take the current assets, going to tighten our belts, and we're going to try and make this game. So it's December, and this isn't going very well.
Of course.
They downsize and disband the large New York office. And I've got two sources on this. I've got that Jit and Shaw lady, and I've got a Twitter account from someone named GoMeDog, which I'll get into in just a second. And I've got some other stuff. But they fired the majority of these people. This was the first downsizing. This happened in total. They restarted this game 4 times. Oh, development was started in this game 4 different times. So the Twitter account GoMeDog, they were one of the very, very few programmers because they showed a picture of the office and it was like a 6-to-1 artist to programmer ratio.
Of course.
Which, it's a point-and-click adventure game, so, But also, the first time their programmer lied about being able to program because they didn't vet him, and so he just fucked around for, a few months before getting fired.
But what I don't understand is, like, not only why they hired him, but why did he go up and say, I can program shit, but I can't? What was his plan?
His plan is that he or she was probably just another stupid Homestuck fan. The majority of the people who read this comic didn't actually give a shit about Homestuck. It was like, oh man, I'm a part of this fandom. And they're just like, they don't understand
from Homestuck.
Yeah, like they don't understand. Or they're like, you know, they're like 20-year-olds or 19-year-olds from like a fucking rich family who don't actually think about these things.
Or they're a guy in a trailer with really bad makeup.
That guy is my favorite cosplayer.
You better put him in there too, by the way, so they know what I'm talking about.
He's got this fucking cape. I'm pretty sure he put acrylic paint on his face to make like a Juggalo mask. He's got real fucked up teeth. His eyes are MS painted yellow. He's got real, real tiny horns. I love it. Anyway, as I was saying, so the person on Twitter is talking about, like, they just got fired. And so, like, no, this isn't related to anything at all, guys. Like, important basics for game development. You know, prototype early to know your design works before paying artists. Plan a story out in advance that you aren't in hot water if you don't know the ending already. Start very, very small. One good mechanic is all you need, but make sure it's very well polished. Do QA to test your game because it's going to break and you want to know this ahead of time so you can fix it. Pipeline development so you can organize your development time and create a vertical slice to prove that your pipeline works so that your game can come out well. So, pretty ominous for a game they were just let go from. So March 2016, Jitinshaw, which is that lady I talked about earlier, posts on her, mm-hmm. on her DeviantArt. And she's saying, like, you know, everyone just got, you know, everyone got laid off in October. And she says that the team was super, super close to finishing the game. And, like, episode one was done. We're working on the second act. And then the majority of the staff was fired. The team downsized again and dispersed and all that.
So, if it was downsized the second time, how many people are left over? Like, fucking six?
Honestly, Alex, I would say that about six people are left over. Because I can tell you right now, the people I know that are still working on this game... Allegedly Andrew Hussey. I don't even know if he's still working on it. The head writer, who is not Andrew Hussey, but a literal who from Twitter. About him in a second. James Roach, Toby Sugar Daddy Fox. I'll tell you why his middle name is Sugar Daddy in a little bit. And then one of the people who make Neo Cosmos. So there's five people right there. There's probably maybe three more, and that's about it. But so that she says there is that what happened was, like, Andrew Hussey came in. He's like, this game is garbage. Everyone's fired. We're restarting this because he wasn't happy with the quality of it. So a quick review. Hiveswap was originally developed by The Odd Gentleman, and then they did it in-house 3D, then in-house 2D, and then restarted, one more time. So that's four complete fucking restarts. So this is all secret. None of this is officially said by anyone ever. And, like,
you can only figure this out from the people who got fired.
Yeah, like, I understand. Non-disclosure agreement, you guys couldn't talk about. The rest of this, fuck off. Fuck you. You can fuck... That's the sound of you fucking off.
Because but Tad...
They never updated their backers on this. The only time that they updated them... was there was one time where someone went out and found, like, this journal entry and found shit like that. Like, he had to go out and be a fucking internet sleuth to figure out all these people had gotten fired. And then that forced them to make a Kickstarter. Because I don't know if they were going to save it till Christmas. You know, our yearly fucking gift from them is the update on this game that we gave them money for. Fucking, ugh. So let's go back to talking about the people left working on this game. Andrew Hussey is no longer the writer or creative director, which means he's taking a complete backseat role to this, which means, like, the most he's doing is, like, saying yes or no to things.
He's basically becoming the George
and considering
Lucas
his track
shit.
Record with saying yes to things that are terrible for this game and have ruined it, that's not a good sign. Like, he's said yet. He's like, when it comes down to it, he had to say yes or no to these decisions about the game, no matter what happened. He agreed to let The Odd Gentleman have the project, and they fucked it up. He agreed to hire a program that didn't know how to program, or he agreed to hire a hiring manager who was a complete idiot. You know, this happened a lot of times, and it's, you know, it comes down to him as the boss. So when he steps down, I don't know the exact date, but he hands the head writer to a guy named Ed Cohenfield. And from what I understand, he's mildly popular on Twitter. He doesn't seem like the worst person on the planet. Like, he's not fucking terrible. He's just a literal who. And, like, I checked his Twitter account, and it's him retweeting old jokes he made years ago and nothing but bitching about Donald Trump. Like,
it's not over. He's
such a fucking baby, dude. I went into this Homestuck game expecting it to be written by, you know, the guy who wrote the comic. You know. The only thing that you can still be 100% sure of being high quality for this game is the music, because it's done by two really good Homestuck musicians, James Roach and Toby Sugar Daddy Fox. Now, the reason his middle name is Toby, don't call me Radiation or I'll fucking kneecap you, it's Sugar Daddy Fox, is because who the actual fuck is going to buy this game when it's released? Everyone who is interested in this game bought it 5 years ago in 2012.
Everyone who's interested in this game has grown up and has gotten out of it. They're not teenagers anymore.
Yeah, everyone who is interested bought this 5 years ago. They already spent their money on the game. They're not going to buy it again for no reason. So the ending of the comic, the last three big flashes, you know, the big, everyone come look at this thing.
The comic ended, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, the comic ended in 2016. So 10 months ago, you know, they put up the big final battle fight. It's 18 minutes long. It's got just barely over 1 million views. The Act 7, the final flash, has like 800,000. And then the end credits has like 300,000. Now, remember that figure I said earlier, 12.5 million unique visits
a day.
And people will often rewatch the flashes over and over and over again. Because, like, I've watched the big 18-minute final fight 12 times.
You ever think you like Homestuck a little too much, Ted?
Alex, shut the fuck up. I watched Act 7 one time, and I have not watched it since, because it made me so irrationally angry.
Yeah, didn't you just throw your posters, like, Patchy the Pirate style?
It's literally Patchy the Pirate, Andrew Hussey betrayed us. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So they didn't bring any viewers in at the end of this fucking comic. No, they didn't bring, there wasn't a huge surge in people like, oh man, I really like Homestuck. You can ask the worst Tumblr fandom fan, and they did not like the ending. The only people who like the ending are people like, and RJ, I'm going to put you on blast here, my dude. I love you, but I'm going to put you on blast. People who are trying to kind of suck up to get back in, to try and get back into that Homestuck music team.
Get back
or
in.
Or people who didn't actually understand the comic. Like, people who were like, yeah, I really like Homestuck. I've never read it, but boy, do I sure love these characters in the fandom. You know, people who just got in, like, who were there explicitly like, I'm going to roleplay Carcat and Dave. I sure love Dave Cat. Those people.
I'm...
So, I don't know. Maybe they got enough merch sales to continue production like Homestar Runner. I highly doubt that. There's no way that you're going to be able to afford to pay six people to make a game off this. So it's like, okay. Like the vast majority of your fans jumped to garbage like Steven Universe or latched onto Undertale.
Because remember, like I said in our episode a long time ago, Undertale and, like, Steven Universe came out at the right times and Homestuck was, like, dwindling during this whole process.
Because he's like, all right, I gotta stop the comic for 4 months. All right, guys, ending's coming out. Just kidding, I'm gonna delay it by another 6 months. Because he had to do it, so the only reasonable explanation for how they're gonna be able to continue this game is Toby Fox paying for it using Undertale money out of his own pocket.
Which is a great way to use your friend's money, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know if Is he doing it because he feels like, okay, you know, I owe Andrew Hussey, you know, my entire thing. Like, the only reason, like, one of the biggest reasons Undertale got popular is because, you know, Homestuck people were going ape shit. And so they latched right into this, spread it through the Tumblr bullcrap, all that, you know, on top of it being a good game.
Maybe it was a trade agreement to use Megalovania.
I'm pretty sure Hussey was like, yeah, you can use Megalovania. You made that song.
But here's my other thought. Andrew Hussey just begged and cried really hard.
See, I don't know why he agreed to do it. but he's paying these people out of his own pocket. I don't know if he's probably doing it because he's a fucking billionaire now and he doesn't care.
I mean, he's got fucking merch and shit now. Who does he fucking care?
But like, so think about Undertale, like think of the comparison here between Undertale, like Kickstarter was like what, 2013, 2014? I think it was 2014. You know, he comes out, he's like, hey guys, I want to make this game. Give me like $5,000. You know, that'll be enough to let me not have to work or whatever. Cause he also got paid for all of his music and Homestuck and all that. And Jussie would pay him from, you know, merch or advertisement sales that he got from MS Paint Adventures, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey guys, just give me a little bit of money and I'll make this Undertale game and it'll be real cool. So, you know, Undertale Kickstarter starts 2014, comes out September 2015. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Mm-hmm. We've already had an detailed discussion. It's a fantastic game. The fan base obviously went, you know, all over the fucking place. But hey, don't let fans ruin a game for you, man.
Yeah. See, Undertale could have ended up like... Undertale is like a very condensed Homestuck. It's got the same humor. It's got the same kind of characters. Mm-hmm. But the fans didn't have any input on Undertale. It came out. It was done. There was no fan pandering, anything like that in there. That's why it was so good.
The best part about that, too, is no matter how cancerous the fan base gets and everything, it could only last for so long. Because unlike something like Homestuck, which was like a reoccurring, you know, comic that just kept going on and on, or like a TV show like Steven Universe that keeps getting new episodes every like few months, Undertale was a game that had a start and done. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to fucking make a sequel. So yeah,
he's not going. I hope he doesn't make an Undertale. I don't know if he wants to make another game, sure. But there doesn't need to be an Undertale sequel. But that's a discussion for another time. Yeah. But anyway, here's the important thing. Even if Hiveswap comes out and it's fucking banging, it's Undertale 2, Underer Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking 10 out of 10. Great game. Everyone loves it. Hiveswap will still be the actual worst Kickstarter I have ever seen due to its treatment of backers as literally nothing but cash cows, hiding every single step of development from the backers' eyes, and just all around being the fucking, like, the epitome of, here's how you don't do a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it's better than nothing.